Diba?
Sequel to Spaghetti Pababa.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Filipino Freethinkers podcast. That's also a video. I'm Red.
I'm Fisher.
I'm Frank.
And this episode is going to be our best one yet. We're going to talk about what you don't know about the Vong Navarro issue, and it will change your life forever. Forever, trust us. We know who's guilty. You don't need to wait for whatever trial or investigation. We're going to tell you who's guilty, who's at fault, who's the good guy, who's the bad guy. It's very simple.
Yeah, what your opinion should be, this is really good.
We'll tell you at the end of the podcast, all of these details. But first, we're going to talk about more important things. And that is the reactions that people have had to this issue. And let's run through them. So when I first heard about this issue, like I thought, okay, seems like he got beat up and it's a simple, he's going to file some criminal charges against the people who did that to him. And then the angle came out, like, you know, the plot thickened and there was the rape angle.
Yeah. And there's been accusations of faking the accusations of rape.
And immediately it took on a dimension that really transcended whatever celebrity issue was at stake here. It became an issue about rape and women's rights and feminism. And to me, that made the issue more important than it was at the surface. So people could have spoken about that.
Mm-hmm.
And the way the people have commented on this issue, especially on those popular websites, like prove this fact. Like they were accusing the woman Denise of extortion, mm-hmm. of, you know, crying rape, mm-hmm. you know, lying about rape. There
some even border on slut shaming. Others actually
slut shaming, rape shaming. You know,
rape shaming, blaming the victim.
They were all rape experts. Apparently, mm-hmm. they know how a rape victim is supposed to react, mm-hmm. and Denise wasn't these things.
Mm-hmm. I'm not really invested in this Vong Navarro case. What really gets me to react is people's reactions to the case. And on one hand, people are saying, like falling on one side or the other. On another hand, people are saying that there are more important things to talk about.
Yeah.
There's like an 8 list, I think, of 8 things that are more important than the Vong Navarro case, supposedly. What I wanted to see are like 8 ways to not respond to an alleged rape, for example. Mm-hmm. So there are so many ways people should not react to a certain way. One of them is like bringing up how she looked before. So she apparently had work done, surgery and cosmetic surgery. And people were bringing that up as if it had any weight on the rape charges. So there's so many ways I think people should not have reacted, and I've seen all of those ways on my Facebook feed, which is a sad thing to see.
So let's talk about one thing that you mentioned, like that 8 list of so many or 8 important things that are more important than the Vong Navarro case. So is there weight in that argument? Like, should people really not react to the Vong Navarro case and instead react to other more important issues like the Bangsamoro issue or the Yolanda issue?
I think there
or
are
the Henare issue.
Yeah, there are things that are worth talking about more than other things.
Mm-hmm.
But there's an angle to the Vong Navarro case that is worth talking about.
Definitely.
Like I said, the how to handle rape accusations. When is a what's this called? A false accusation of rape. When does it hold weight or whatever? But the things in that list are not necessarily more important, and you can't really say that just because there's something more important, that instantly means that you can't talk about something that's less important. Mm-hmm. That's the fallacy of something.
That people can't multitask.
Yeah,
that,
people can't multitask. So I don't agree that those 8 things or anything is necessarily more important and you shouldn't talk about the Vong Navarro case. It's just that when you talk about something, you talk about the more important things about that something and not the celebrity things. So there are things that you handle because they're entertainment. You don't run automatically to the defense of someone or go against him because of their celebrity status, for example. So if you're going to talk about the Von Navarro case, there's a way to talk about it responsibly and intelligently.
Mm. Yeah, this issue actually reminds me of what happened during the Yolanda. You know, when Yolanda struck, a lot of people were saying, you shouldn't post selfies.
Yeah.
So now it's, you shouldn't talk about Von Navarro. On that issue of not posting selfies, is it okay to post selfies now? Is it already? I think that the announcement was made by the Facebook pedants. It's finally okay, guys, officially. The time has lapsed already, and it's finally okay. Yeah, like, I saw the billboards. It's also okay to criticize the governments now.
It's actually a large billboard that says, okay na, guys.
Okay na, yeah. We can criticize Pinoy now, yeah. Actually.
A green and light post, for selfies.
And post selfies at the same time. Like, you can hold criticism, a criticism selfie of the government. It's actually fine now. So, see, do you see the absurdity in people kind of trying to determine for someone else what should be important to them? And how do you even know that? Like, whenever someone posts something about Von Navarro, no matter how shallow his take on it is, of course, it would be nice if he did take that, you know, that more noble way of talking about the Von Navarro incident. But he could, you know, he could speculate on, you know, he could be an amateur Sherlock. And there's, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. He's free to do just that if that's what he feels like. You know, but do people who criticize this person, did they go to this person's newsfeed and check there if there were posts about Bangsamoro or those other seven things that are more important to talk about? You know, do you know? Or is there a prescribed number of posts that you can make before you post another Von Navarro post? So, Bangsamoro, Bangsamoro, Von. Bangsamoro, Bangsamoro, Yolanda, Von. Like, is there a particular equation for this?
I don't think
it's he's a science guy. Is there a formula for this?
According to the Pischer formula.
Yeah, what is the formula, Pischer? Guys, this is the formula.
there's no formula. And the problem with the pedants who give us these eight things that we should...
We have nothing against eight lists, by the way. It's a general sentiment of, you know... Yeah, go ahead.
It's a general sentiment of the people who are trying to stop others from talking about this one issue. The good advantage of this one issue, see, is that although there are a lot of really stupid, shallow, superficial things that you can say about it, and a lot of people actually do say those superficial things about it, and opinions are not very deep, it's an issue that a lot of people seem to be invested in for some reason. And a lot of people are emotionally attached to the issue. And you see that the slut shamers, for example, those who call out Denise for her looks, comparing it to her previous looks, these people seem to have something from deep inside. And it's good that we can talk about these things in an intelligent light, in the way prescribed by Frank. Because people will listen to you. So it's really, in fact, a good opportunity to talk about a lot of issues that otherwise would not be discussed and people would not have an interest in.
And in addition to that, you already mentioned that it was an opportunity to serve as that jumping off point to get into more relevant discussions that are, you know, deeper and more serious than what it is on its face. But other than that, isn't issues aren't issues like this important in the sense that it gets people to jump on this bandwagon of telling other people what are important. You know, whenever a celebrity issue comes up that becomes popular, a lot of people who aren't as aware or who don't seem to care as much about important issues suddenly say, let's talk about more important issues, guys. And what other important? Oh, yeah, okay. This Bangsamoro. And it does bring more attention to these other issues. So indirectly, it kind of emphasizes in an indirect way.
So basically, because of the bandwagon.
It's a bandwagon.
There are people yeah. who want to be cool and want to separate themselves from those who jump into the bandwagon
yeah.
by jumping into a counter bandwagon.
It's a different bandwagon.
It's a different bandwagon.
It's a hipster kind of
yes.
contrarian bandwagon you know?
Of people who feel superior from everyone else because everyone else yeah. seems to be talking about Vong Navarro.
But,
and everyone else seems to be posting on Facebook about yeah. Vong Navarro. So I'm going to post on Facebook about everything but Vong Navarro and gonna criticize those people who are posting about
but
the issue.
What we're doing here is definitely not a bandwagon. Like, we're not jumping on the don't say that the Vong Navarro issue is shallow
mm.
and less serious than other mm. issues. It's not a bandwagon. Unless somebody joins, you're welcome to join. but it's cool. Like, so many bandwagons. And mm. But ultimately, is it a good thing? Like the yeah.
I think things like this. I will generalize this to because I really don't care about the celebrity status of this thing. I think stupid things have a value in that they open up. There's a potential for a meta discussion, which is what we're doing now. We're discussing how people are discussing this topic, and that's the good part of it of this celebrity scandals things, because. When people talk about how badly people are reacting to this or what the bad points people are making, things like jumping right behind a celebrity and saying he couldn't have done that, he couldn't have raped someone because this is a good guy. And I understand Vong Navarro is a very likable person on screen.
Yeah.
So this event has a potential of being greater than it is. But so far, what I've been seeing is only the discussion of it with limited information, with before even the official investigations concluded, people are already making their conclusions. So the meta discussion is more important than the discussion itself. A lot of people are raising what should be discussed instead. And it has values. People put links to other rape cases, for example, rape accusations where the accused are very likable. For example, there's a parallel to a US case where some football players were accused of rape. So that is important. That's what people should be discussing, I think. And this case might offer a chance to do that, but right now I haven't seen a lot of people actually discussing the bigger picture.
But what Red was saying was that stupid things like this have their value, because if a lot of people talk about it all of a sudden, then there would be a subsection of society that would call out those people and say, hey, you shouldn't be talking about that. We should be talking about this. And if you actually look at those eight things that they listed, and those are just eight of the so many things
yeah.
that we should be talking about, and they're indeed, in my opinion, things that are more important than the Vong Navarro issue. And I guess there is some value. I'm guessing that there is some value to these shallow things, that because they are shallow and because they're celebrity things, then there's the opportunity to say, hey, there are things that are more important.
And you know what? Like, for every single one of those eight things, another article could
that
be written. You
know, that's more important
eight
than those things.
That are more important
than those
what,
things.
You know,
than
one
each of
one,
those things.
And, you know, when you write, and that article, you know,
yeah,
indefinitely.
It could be meta, didn't it? Like,
you know,
why write those articles
there,
when you should be caring about
there will always be Africa.
Uh-huh.
Africa
yeah.
will always be there. You think this thing that you care about is so important?
Mm.
Africa.
Climate change.
You know, there will always be these things. And of course, you know, we want people to care about the things that we think are important, but there's just something so self-righteous, I think, and arrogant about people thinking that it's their thing, what they think is important, like should be the important thing. You know, and people have different definitions of what's important. Like, let's say elections, right? That's definitely something that these people would think is more important than a celebrity scandal of this level. Like, let's say there's
elections
another similar issue that happens, like in the next elections. People will say people should be talking about the elections. But a lot of people don't think the elections are important because, move closer here, our director is saying, because they don't think it will affect their lives as much. It has no practical application to them.
Unlike Vong Navarro.
And yeah, well, Vong Navarro at least entertains them. You know, it's something that they care about. And should people care about something that they don't already care about? The best that people can do really is make the case for it. You know, okay, it's not as important. Bang Samoro is more important. Why? Explain. Sell. You know, make a case for it. Don't just say out of nowhere, these things are more important. You are stupid for thinking that it is not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the, you know, it's so easy to say that these things are more important.
Yes, and it's also a lack of empathy on the part of these people who call out on others. Now, you're shallow because you're riled up because of this issue.
Yeah.
You should empathize with those people. You should at least try to think the way they think.
Yeah.
And try to come up to them and say, hey, I think that what you're caring about is not as important as these other issues. These are the issues that we should care about. There. And the thing is, they don't actually do this all the time.
Yeah.
Because Bong Navarro issues and other celebrity issues come up only every so often. But there are many, many things that happen every day that are actually deeply disturbing to anyone who thinks deeply about them. Like so many animals get killed for... are treated inhumanely. There are so many people who die of hunger, like you mentioned Africa, even here in the Philippines, there are some people who suffer that. And these things happen every day. And the people who, the victims of Typhoon Yolanda, a lot of them haven't yet recovered from the tragedy. Hmm. And diba, these people who are self-righteous in calling out others for being shallow actually don't remind us every day that we should talk about all these other things. It seems that they just grab the opportunity to feel good about themselves. They use this Bong Navarro issue.
Yeah,
and in that sense, I guess, there is a little bit of value in the Bong Navarro issue because of that. Because there are some people who, because they want to feel righteous or better than others, in fact, contribute to the conversation by bringing to the table other things that we should be talking about.
So when whenever something becomes viral, you know, check first, like on this list of important things, whether it is more important than this, or is it a Disney musical? So if it is, then you can post it. If it's Frozen, it's fine. You won't be called out for posting about it.
52 languages.
If it's Wicked, it's also fine. Yeah, it should be a musical. And then you can post it, of course. But another thing that I want to point out, sure, this became an effect that it turns out that a lot of the people in the Philippines are more concerned about Bong Navarro than so many other things that are important in the country and globally, right? Mm-hmm. But that happened on a mass scale. Like people didn't really intend. Like there's no population mass consciousness that decided. Mm-hmm. And it seems that what people are condemning is what happened on a mass scale. Like, you can't really blame that, you know, it just tended to happen like that.
Mm-hmm.
But when you take your anger out on individuals who are very varied, you know, and you generalize your hate onto that, that's very wrong. That's really treating people as statistics and not individuals who deserve more nuanced arguments and explanations of why something should be important.
Mm-hmm.
I think one thing a lot of people, the people who criticize people who talk about Bong Navarro, one thing they're forgetting is that, or they're making a mistake, is they're assuming that the Bong Navarro case is being treated, they're assuming that the Bong Navarro case is being treated as if it's news, as if they're talking about something that's ranked according to importance, when it's actually not. I think the Bong Navarro case is getting as much publicity as it's getting because it's actually being treated as entertainment. It is just something that they are invested in like they would invest in a story of a telenovela.
Mm.
So it's just entertainment. And of course, it's real. So it's like a reality show.
Mm.
So people are following it as if they're following entertainment and not news. If we could argue that there is more important news if we were talking about news, but we're actually talking about something that's entertaining people, which is why they're spending so much time and so much attention on it.
So let's look at it from another angle there. I'm glad that you said that. Like, okay, it's I think we've said enough why it could be wrong to blame individuals for the way they reacted to this, or reacted to the reactions to this, or reacted to the reactions to the reactions to this.
To the reactions.
But let's talk about what the media's responsibility on this should be, you know, because they have more control over this, over what they release, over how much time, or you know, what kind of proportion they give of the time that they you know, like especially on the nighttime news, you know, you have an hour, like how much of that would you want to allocate? And unfortunately, we are out of time, but we have a meetup on Saturday, February 1, which is incidentally also our 5th anniversary meetup. So we hope that you attend that, because that's also when we will share with you the life-changing forever details of the case. Like, no trial or investigation has to happen. We have several Sherlocks in our group.
Just use deduction.
Yeah, and using our science, we will science the verdict. So thank you for watching, and see you next time. We'll be right back.